Hollywood dramatizes Mormonism in a new crime thriller.
This faith, our faith, breeds dangerous men.
That's FX's Under the Banner of Heaven, streaming now on Hulu. The show stars Andrew Garfield as a fictional detective investigating a very real 1984 murder of a young woman and her 15-month-old child. It's based on a nonfiction book of the same name by Jon Krakauer. The book links this crime to the history and beliefs of the religious community in which it took place. So what does the show get right and wrong about the faith? For more, we're joined now by Jana Reese, senior columnist for Religion News Service and author of The Next Mormons, How Millennials Are Changing the LDS Church. Jana, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So full disclosure, you and I are both members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's the proper name for the Mormon Church. And the show's screenwriter and creator, Dustin Lance Black, also grew up in the church. He invented this Andrew Garfield character to guide the audience through a terrible crime. He's a faithful Latter-day Saint who leads daily prayers with his family. Here's a clip from the program.
Heavenly Father, may we be instruments in thy hands and to help fix what we find broken. And please take care of my family while I'm away. They are my love and my life for all eternity. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
How does this show depict the faith and the culture, Jana, and is it a fair representation?
It is a mix. So let's talk about the good things first. And you just played one of them, which is this character played by Andrew Garfield. He is a loving family man. He's trying to do his best with this horrific murder case. What he discovers as he investigates the case is that it deals with offshoot Mormon groups that still practice polygamy.
And we should say polygamy is the marrying of multiple wives.
Yes. So in Mormon history, both Joseph Smith and Brigham Young and several other key leaders practiced polygamy. They believed it was a religious principle. I have my doubts about that, to be honest. But it is a fact of Mormon history that this happened.
So let's take a step back here, Jana. This show links early church history to this tragedy in the Lafferty family, 1984. Tell us how it does this.
So it goes back to look at Joseph Smith, the founding prophet, and then his successor, Brigham Young. After Joseph Smith was assassinated, Brigham Young took over and took the Mormons west. And it kind of draws this straight line to the present day and makes the case that Mormonism has not changed at all.
Which you think is not a fair characterization.
I really don't. And it's not because I am incapable of being critical of my church. In my column, I do take the church to task sometimes for various things like the role of women, like the history that denied African Americans the right to be blessed in the temple. There are things that I criticize about the church.
What is it about the series that is troubling to you at the core?
The most troubling aspect to me is the basic idea that if you simply scratch under the surface of the seemingly respectable religion, all sorts of violent acts and thoughts are going to come pouring out. I just don't think that that's true of my people.
So the book the show is based on was written after 9/11, and it linked religious belief to violence. And many Latter-day Saints criticize the book for treating all practitioners of the faith as extremists. Do you think the show makes the clear distinction between extremist groups and regular mainstream members?
I don't. I think it is trying to do so, and I think it does a better job at that than the book did. I would also say that with the dramatization, particularly of Brigham Young, that is told in these flashbacks into Mormon history, later on in the series, around episode 5, they're making this claim, it's a little bit subtle, but it seems to be there, that Brigham Young somehow engineered the death of Joseph Smith and that he was, quote, running the church in the months before Joseph's death. I had to rewind that and make sure that I was hearing it correctly, because that is so completely not true. Brigham Young wasn't even in Nauvoo, which is where the Mormons were living at the time. He was on a mission in the eastern states that was part religious and part also as a campaign for Joseph Smith's run for president. So he wasn't even on the scene. And so for the show to make a claim that he is somehow engineering these events that culminate in the assassination of Joseph Smith is really problematic.
You mentioned polygamy, the practice of early leaders in the church taking multiple wives. Here's a clip of the show dramatizing this through flashbacks showing founder Joseph Smith and his first wife, Emma.
We made a vow, Joseph, and I will not stand to watch you say it is holy to marry others because you've grown bored of me.
And to be clear, the official church banned polygamy well over 100 years ago, but the show somehow links it to modern practice. Is that true?
So the Lafferty brothers, again, these are the in-laws that Brenda, the one who winds up getting murdered, has married into. This is the family. Several of the brothers become enamored of early church teachings, not only polygamy, but a very violent teaching called blood atonement. They kind of resurrect that and use it as justification for killing people who they see as enemies of God, including Brenda, who was more progressive and not as obedient as they felt that women should be.
So talk more about how women are portrayed in this. In fact, I'll play a clip from the show. This is a flashback focusing on the sexism that Brenda, the victim in the show, faces as she pursues her career in and outside of the church and within her own family.
You don't want me to take that job, do you?
I think it'll take up too much of your energy.
It's Channel 11 News.
Look, let's have a bunch of babies. And then you can be a newscaster. You have your degree. People are always going to want to hire you.
Jenna, what about the depiction of the experience of women in the faith community?
In some ways, I think that is more accurate. You know, that particular clip is of Brenda and her young husband, who are of his brothers. They are probably the most progressive in that she has a college education. She wants to have a career. And the early 1980s, the time in which this is set, is a time when the prophet of the LDS Church tells women, you need to be home with your children. The church has changed a lot in that way as well. There's so much more work to be done, but work has happened since the early 1980s, absolutely.
Let me talk about the violence that the show portrays. There is plenty of violence in the history of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The show depicts how church members were persecuted in the early 1800s, how a mob killed the church's founder in Illinois, and later a different story of church members attacking a wagon train passing through Utah. Tell us how the show depicts this history.
Well, it's told in flashbacks. So the crime actually happened in 1857. In fact, it was on September 11th, which people have seen as a significant coincidence. This emigrant train is coming from Arkansas on their way to California. And when they're passing through Utah, they get into a skirmish that winds up far, far worse than that. And 120-some emigrants are killed, including children over the age of 8. It's the most chilling episode in all of Mormon history. I think we don't talk about it enough in the church. We don't have those conversations that we need to be having of how could this have happened among our people. So if there's good work that will be done in the Mormon community because of Under the Banner of Heaven, perhaps that will be part of it. But to somehow claim that that was anything more than an anomaly in Mormon history, to claim that that is the underlying drive of 16 plus million people who are members of this faith is a fallacy.
So it sounds to me that what you're saying is even if the show paints the faith with too broad a brushstroke and even presents misinformation at times, it does bring up uncomfortable subjects that members of the church need to grapple with.
I think that there are a number of historical events and theological concepts that Mormons have not grappled with publicly in the way that we probably should. What we've seen in the last decade in particular within the LDS Church is a greater emphasis on being transparent about history. The church has made the entire corpus of Joseph Smith's papers available to the public. So there's nothing hidden. There's still progress to be made, but it's starting.
That's Jana Reese, senior columnist for Religion News Service and author of The Next Mormons, How Millennials Are Changing the LDS Church. Jana, thank you very much.
Thank you.